You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I hope I don't disappoint, ladies and gentlemen. My name is not James Edwards, but I am Sam Bushman, filling in for the vacationing James Edwards. Have no fear, though, ladies and gentlemen. The Bombardier is with me in studio, and he's going to be right on target, therefore catching flack, always the case. Have no fear, though. Bombardier's here, ladies and gentlemen. And Keith Alexander tore it up with James Edwards. First hour, second hour, Ted Pike. Those hours will be up on the internet at thepoliticalcesspool.org soon. And without further ado, welcome Bombardier, Eddie Miller.
Well, thank you very much for having me on here, Mr. Sam. I tell you what, it's a great pleasure working with you. It's a nice surprise. You know, every time I get to work with you, if I have a script ready, I generally just throw it away because I tell you what, you and I have always had just this chemistry. We think alike. To what James Edwards said, me and Sam are kind of joined at the brain, you know, and we're kind of into some things that James aren't into. James calls me a conspiracy buff, but I say, well, I'll admit to being a conspiracy buff, James, if you'll admit to being a coincidental buff.
And my response is, you know, they always talk about theories, but I say, what happens when it's facts? Then what do you say about your theories? We are into conspiracy fact. There's no doubt about it, because there are evil men that want to control the world, that want to deny people liberty. And the fact is, you can see it throughout history in virtually every war we've had. You can see it throughout history in the ever, ever encroaching abuses of government from cradle to grave. And it seems to continue forward. And every time a conspiracy gets exposed and becomes conspiracy fact, then they don't want to talk about it. Otherwise, they want to make fun of us. And my response is, where's the reality in the middle ground?
Amen to that. You know, and that brings me up to a topic today that I had that I want to talk about. I'd make a quick announcement, but I talked to this fellow by the name of Inspector Jim Rothstein. He was a former New York City detective. He started out... Sam, working with, they assigned him to this district in New York, the real city district. There'd been a lot of gossip and innuendo about, child sex slave, human sex trafficking, human slavery. Well, lo and behold, he found out that it was really going on. And, this Jim Rothstein's the guy, I was talking to Sam before we came on tonight. Now, he was responsible for having New York Cardinal, it's right next to the Pope, having him, he got him nabbed and arrested, but the Cardinal, to the best of my best of my memory, was able to go over to the Vatican, where he was hiding out in the Vatican, if he's still alive. Well, Rothstein was able to trace the child pedophilia rings all the way to Cardinal Spellman and some other high-up government officials, many of them. He was. We're going to have this guy, and we're going to start a series, Sam. He's coming on next Saturday night around 8 o'clock. I don't know how long this series is going to last, but there's going to be a whole lot of new stuff has happened since he helped John DeCamp with his great work, the Franklin cover-up. But we're going to have him on next week. And the reason, you know, Sam, I mean, James sent me an article this past week, Sam, about this satanic statue that I guess the Church of Satan or somebody is trying to erect out here in Oklahoma City, right in the middle of the heartland. And he also, James also talked about this black mass they were trying to have up here at Harvard University. So we thought, what better guy to get on than just Jim Rothstein? But anyway, people, you're going to really love this. You're in for a treat. If you want to make sure you tune into the Cesspool next week, especially at 8 o'clock, when Jim Rothstein's going to be on.
All right. Now, I want to mention Jim Rothstein, John DeCamp, a lot of these situations. What's interesting is whenever you start to dig into the satanic worship stuff, the black mass stuff, the occult stuff, you end up finding drugs, you end up finding big money, you end up trailing the money and finding government, and you end up finding dead people virtually everywhere.
You certainly do, Sam. You know, I mean, the dead people are no doubt about it. There's no supply, there's no end in the supply of the dead people. But, you know, since we got started talking about him, you know, he also linked, we talked about in the past with Jim Rothstein about, and we talked about this before in the show, Sam, about the CIA's connection. Usually you brought up drugs, and most certainly the drugs are always right there in the heart of Satanism. With the CIA's involvement of bringing the drugs in and establishing the Crips and the Bloods out in California, you know, he's on top of that. But this guy is dynamite. He's just an encyclopedia of knowledge. But I just can't wait to get him on next week. But that's one of the things we've got coming up next week.
Now, there's two other things you see when you talk about these high-level conspiracies. You talk about this satanic worship. You talk about all these things. You end up finding that sex is always at the heart of it. And the other thing that's always at the heart of it every single time is a good, honest person who somehow stumbles across this stuff, decides to be a whistleblower, decides to report, and they've had a great name for the history of their life, an above reproach name, until they start to blow the whistle and tell the truth. And then, wow, they get drugged through the mud and their name gets destroyed. And Mr. Rothstein's exactly of that type.
He certainly is. He was forcibly retired not to give away too much, but I've talked to him in the past several times. He said that in every case, when he was turned loose to look into the human trafficking, the pedophilia rings, he was allowed to go so high. But when he got to following the trail up to the upper strata, started getting into to state congressmen, federal congressmen, millionaires, then they would always pull him off the case and reassign him. Same thing happened to out there in Omaha, Nebraska, to the police to try to look into the Satan worship and pedophilia rings out there. But it involves people that you would never ever believe. For instance, I used to years and years ago, I used to look up to Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, but come to find out, he was right in the middle of that stuff. Poppy Bush. He's been involved in that stuff.
Well, and he got involved in that because of his father, Prescott Bush, back in the day. They were into globalism at that time. They were into huge corporations that were selling out America at that time. They were high core into the eugenics movement. They tried to jettison Hitler because he was too vocal about it. But the United States and leadership like Prescott Bush and others, they've been in the high-level corporate eugenics movement in an effort to create, quote, the perfect race and dumb down the rest of the population. You know, you can say this stuff is crazy, but you start to dig and you start to study, and pretty soon you start to pull a thread, and before you know it, man, you got trouble on your hands. And the more you dig, the problem is you get more questions than answers. The issues become bigger than you could possibly imagine. The problem is there's disturbing facts that you just cannot dismiss.
No doubt about it. And you mentioned Hitler. You know, Hitler got his cue from the Americans, from the Rockefellers. You mentioned Prescott Bush. The eugenics movement actually started in America. It was funded by Wall Street. And, you know, you mentioned, I hear the music, Sam.
It starts with big business. It starts with big banking as well. Back in the day, Adam Weishaupt and all these guys were involved. Cum Laude Bank and all these other big bankers and everything else. And banking's at the center of it, and war always becomes their answer. Quick pause. Eddie Miller, Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards on The Political Cesspool. Good sense and a sense.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Eddie the Bombardier Miller filling in for James Edwards. Vacationing, believe it or not. How do you like that? We're hard working and he's vacationing. All I can tell you is this. Let me set the stage really quick, though. We've been talking about a lot of conspiracies. We've been talking about drugs and money and control and war and pornography and child molestation and kidnapping and all these crazy things, witchcraft and black mask stuff. And there's a headline, we'll get to that in just a second, regarding universities and government. Once again, they're always at the center of it. But let me just set the stage, Bombardier, by making sure people understand where to go for information. Because if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, you're thinking, you know what, you guys are just flat out loons. You're off your rocker. You're nuts crazy. So I'm going to point folks to the Bible, and I'm just going to ask them if there's any conspiracies in the Bible.
You nailed it,
sir. All right. The second book I want to point folks to is a book called A Creature from Jekyll Island.
Amen.
All right, because in that book, you really get the hatched desire to control America's money and virtually the world's money. They tried to do it under Andrew Jackson, for all you Southern historical buffs, and Andrew Jackson routed them out like thieves and thugs and said, no way. But they tried it again and succeeded back in 1913. A Creature from Jekyll Island will bust out and nail that for you if you want that book. Another couple of books you ought to read is one of them is written by Gary Allen. None Dare Call It Conspiracy, back in 1972, a bestseller book, I might add. Others followed up with that book called None Dare Call It Treason. And so I would like to point you to that. The Bible, Creature from Jekyll Island, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Then if you want to delve into things like the Franklin cover-up, and there's another book called Jay's Journal, which documents a lot of satanic rituals in Utah, where a bunch of young children were murdered and killed and all kind of crazy things happened with that. And so this stuff is beyond theory, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite well documented. If you don't believe me, I mentioned the Adam Weishaupt and some of these other folks, the Rothschilds and the Schiffs and the Kuhnlaum Banks and all these people around the world who have used money and wars to force their will on others literally for centuries. In fact, the Sadducees and Pharisees in bed with the Romans murdered the Savior Jesus Christ for the ultimate hatched conspiracy at the center of time, biblically documented by the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So let's not think that we've lost our minds. Let's realize that history is replete with abuses of one man to another. and when I say man, I mean mankind, who would like to lord over others for satanic control. It happens constantly. There's all kinds of areas we can take this discussion, but I want to bring it forward to the most modern example in the mainstream press. What do they got? Black mass satanic ritual stuff going on at a university, Eddie?
Yes, they do. And before we go to that, Sam, I would like to tell people, I would like to tell people, Sam just gave you the textbooks. If you go back and you read, every one you talk about, Sam, are solid gold. The one by Gary Allen was the first one I ever read. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. If you will read that book and go on and read these books that Sam has told you to read, there will be no doubt in your mind. You will have a Bachelor of Science degree in real history, not the fake history they taught us in high school when I was coming up, and that's what they taught us.
Yeah, there's a couple of other books, too. One of them on the Federal Reserve, another one that's very good is called Pieces of Eight.
But if they read those, Sam, if they can get through the books you just read, they will be smarter than 99%.
And they won't be able to deny the facts either. There's another book called The Shadows of Power. There's all kinds of books.
The Unseen Hand's good. But,
great.
You know, you mentioned earlier before the break, too, about the banking, you know, and you mentioned Prescott Bush. Another thing they can do if they want to go in, Sam, if I'm going from memory, if they can just go into the computer and you type in Brown Brothers, Harriman, Bush, it will take them to a great site that these people, they were in what they call the Union Bank, I believe, in Rhode Island. The Union Bank, these people in the Union Bank, Sam, dealt with a guy, I believe you mentioned his name, Fritz Steisen, who was a Nazi chemistry, a Mongol in Nazi Germany all through the war. The strange thing about it, you know, we talk about, you know, how we punish the Jews and everything. Fritz Steisen was a Jewish billionaire. He had coal, oil, iron. He had all kinds of...
It's all big business in bed with big government fascism to the extreme.
That's right. And in bed with the people here in America. In fact, the Bushes were in on it. And they held it in the Bush family and in with the Union Bank held those. They kept their holdings all the way up into the Korean War, to the end of the Korean War.
Oh, yeah. And beyond. They've just gone underground with a lot of their agenda. Two other books you ought to read. One of them is called This Nation Shall Endure. That gives you a little bit of hope. This Nation Shall Endure. The other one that you need to read is a book called An Enemy Hath Done This. I'm going to say it one more time. An Enemy Hath Done This. Now, both of those books were written by the Secretary of Agriculture in the Eisenhower administration. The author's name is Ezra Taft Benson. And his book, An Enemy Hath Done This, was a culmination of his experiences dealing with the communists. He was forced to have the communist leaders take a tour in the United States. Under the Eisenhower administration, that was his job. Hey, take these communists around America. And a lot of the Enemy Hath Done This and other books document his experiences dealing with the communists one-on-one, directly. And it's an incredible book, and it's entitled An Enemy Hath Done This. So I think we're pretty well documented there, my friend.
I'll give you one more while you're at it. And I got this one from Dr. Stanley Monteith, who's a hero of mine. If you'll get one called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's a record of a congressional hearings they had and congressional investigations they had. And what the title of the book gave away, they looked into the influence that the various foundations have in America. And the committee was pretty well thwarted in every area it went and it fought all the way. But they came up with enough information that would really open your eyes. And, to give you a hint of one of the main points of the book was the tax-free foundations that have billions and billions of dollars, and they've been directed, according to the head honcho of the Ford Foundation. He told the, Congressman Walsh, who was from Tennessee, I believe, if my memory serves, he told the guy from the foundation, said they were directed to use their money, directed from the White House to use their money to set up a system of government to merge the United States in with the Soviet Union into like a world socialist dictatorship. And that's true. And listen, all this stuff that Sam has given you, if you read that, if you're not too lazy, if you can just read 20% what Sam's giving you. I guarantee you, you'll know that the so-called conspiracy is just a myth.
Now, let's tie this together so people get it. Prescott Bush and George Bush Sr. George Bush Sr. was associated with a group at Yale called the Skull and Crossbones. It was like a fraternity kind of a thing. Well, now you see this headline in the mainstream press right now, which is basically hatched out of the same university government-based incubator, sir.
And you know what? That brings me to another article I was going to talk about. Like I said, Sam, when I know you, I'm going to be working with you, I usually just throw my notes away because we're dynamite together. I don't know if people have noticed this, but there, Hunter Biden, and this getting right to the skull and bones, Sam, Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Joe Biden, guess what he got appointed to? He just got appointed to the board of the trustees of the largest natural gas-producing company in Ukraine.
And then now Biden's trying to say, well, I didn't really endorse that. I wasn't part of that, and we're supposed to believe that.
Right.
Now, just so you know, Bo Biden, I'm not talking about Joe, the vice president. I'm talking about Bo. Bo is Joe's other son, and Bo happens to be the attorney general of Delaware, it just so happens to be.
Well, like we say in the South, I'll swanny.
Yeah, it's just amazing the connections these people have. Hillary Clinton's planning to jump in the hat for 2016. You know, it's either the Clintons or the Bushes or the Bidens or the, and it just goes right on down the list where these insider families have basically perpetuated their finances, their control and authority over the rest of us, and they've done it for literally decades and generations, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, time's flying, Sam.
All right, quick pause, coming right back. Bombardier's right on target. And all I can tell you is don't shoot the messenger. Dig in and find out for yourself if what we say and be true. Quick pause. This is the Political Cesspool on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
At first glance, it might seem like we're all over the map, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't think so, because what we're doing is bringing historical context to modern reality in America. And when they talk about conspiracy theory, we want to nail it down and call it conspiracy fact, and that's exactly what it is. To nail the point home, in addition to universities having black mass ritual ceremonies in the open nowadays, headline also says, convicted of felonies, banks are allowed to stay in business. Now you have banks where their leaders have committed felonies and the banks are, quote, considered too big to fail and the leaders are considered too valuable to remove. And so what you have is felons running the banking cartels in modern day, blatantly out in the open. Go search Google and read the headlines for yourself. So while you got black mass satanic ritual conspiracies in the universities, we've been telling you about it since the Prescott and George Bush days. When we talk about banking cartels being taken over in 1913 by the Federal Reserve that doesn't have any federal about it, it's a banking, private banking cartel at 12 plus banks. And so when we say this stuff is true, all you got to do is look at the headlines to find out. Now, these conspiracies have been happening since Cain murdered Abel. They've been happening, ladies and gentlemen, when the brothers of Joseph of Egypt sold him into slavery and went back to the father and said, by golly, a goat must have caught him. Okay, these are reality situations where there is historical relevance everywhere you look, but it takes educated people to open your eyes first. Eddie Miller.
Amen to that. I hate to load the folks down with the books. I'm going to mention one more book. It's an excellent book. It's called The Best Enemy Money Can Buy by Professor Anthony Sutton, who was the Dr. Stanley Monteith interviewed at one time, but the guy is in hiding. Oh, surprise, surprise. But they need to read that. You know, and you mentioned the bank, Sam. You nail it, son. You know, I think I just want to hang up and listen to you listen to the show. But listen, you speak about the banks. We had, I'm sure you probably remember when we had Bob Mazur on. What, about a year or two ago? We had the DEA.
Yes, I remember that. Yep.
He was responsible for busting the seventh largest bank in the world. For dealing, guess what? Surprise, surprise, drugs. And, you know, Bob Mazur admitted on the air, we asked him, were the banks, most of the banks involved? He said, sure they were. And did they know anything about it? He said, well, the higher-ups do. And he even admitted, we said, well, how about the Federal Reserve? You just mentioned the Federal Reserve. He said, yeah, the Federal Reserve, of course, they're in there. They've helped launder all this drug money. They know about it. It's one of their main businesses. And that this is for, and people can go in and you can look up Bob Mazur. He's a very, real famous DEA agent. He's legendary. He was given commendations by the head. I forget the name of the head of the FBI at the time, but the FBI, the head, just praised him to the high heavens. In fact, there's supposed to have been a movie coming out. I don't know if it ever did. Talked about the life of Bob Mazur and his the way he dealt in dealing with the drug gangs. He was in. We talked about this for other shows. How he infiltrated the Mandela drug gang of Mexico and into Colombia. But yeah, Sam, you're right on the money. Drugs. Sex, Satan worship, banking. And you know what? They're right here today. You're right. You know, this DEA agent that busted the big bank, that's in really modern history. So they can't say this happened, you know, eons ago, that, you know, the devil's not here anymore. And they're here. And I'm telling you what, just like Inspector Rothstein said today, he said it's much, 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 much worse than it ever was. He said Washington, D.C. is nothing but a satanic den, Sam. And that I want people to know, and you know, I'm not trying to talk down to our audience, because God knows, and most of them are smarter than I am. But you know, when you go into the voting booth and you vote for these clowns that are running for federal office, especially you know the Senate, when you get up to be a Senate level guy, you know, they're under so much evil influence. They're bought and sold. The money man. Like Monteith calls them, you know, the Brotherhood of Darkness. They buy and sell senators like we buy and sell dogs. I mean, you know, 50,000 here, 100,000 there, and the evil just permeates Washington D.C. Sam, that's what the people need to know. That nothing is what it seems out there. But Sam, that's true. And mention, we talked about Hunter Biden earlier. You're talking about a blue blood. He's even more blue blood than his dad. The Vice President Biden. Guess where he went to school? He went to school the same place that the Slick Willie went. I looked it up. He went to Georgetown University to their Foreign Service School there, and then he got his degree, his law degree from, surprise, surprise, Yale University. Home with a good old skull and bones, Sam. What do you think about that, fella?
Well, I think people are going to say we're whacked out, but I want to point him to a little more documentation to make the point, shall we? The headline is "Awash in Cash." Drug cartels rely on big banks. Okay, guess who put that news article out? NPR, National Public Radio.
Wow.
All right, it came out in March 2014, so y'all can go ahead and check it out. But they talk about big American well-known banks are involved in money laundering for the drug cartels. And they got caught.
It's just mind-numbing. You know what's surprising though, when we do the follow up, very few of these people ever go to prison, ever do any jail time. Sam, you know what? If they catch some little pimply face, 15-16 year old with a roach in his pocket, they want to send him up to prison forever.
All right, you ready for the Wall Street Journal headline? This is Wall Street Journal, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Ready?
Ready for.
HSBC, that's a well-known gargantuan global bank, HSBC, to settle money laundering claims for $1.9 billion. That's according to Wall Street Journal, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I'll tell you what, that's going to hurt them. You know, usually in the past, they would get like a slap of the wrist, $50 to $75 million, which is just pocket change to them. But you're talking about billions, Sam. That's going to hurt somebody right
All
now.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Fire away.
Go into Google and type Wachovia money laundering. You ever heard of Wachovia?
Yeah, I believe that's one of the ones that Mazur talked about.
All right, Wachovia got caught money laundering a bunch of drug money, too. And they had to pay a huge fine.
Wow. I'm just wondering how many of those people are going to go to prison. I just wonder if any. I would really like to follow up on that to see how many do go to jail on that. You know, speaking about Sammy, talking about kind of, I guess, switching gears right here. I was looking what the Ukraine. I see where this Ukrainian president Turchinov, if I'm pronouncing it right. These Russian names are murder here, buddy.
I think that's right, though.
I'm trying to get there. Turchinov. You see where he appointed a Jewish Mongol named him the governor of one of the major districts in Ukraine, in Kiev, and it's kind of tying into me with Hunter Biden being skull and bones over here in Ukraine now, getting into the largest gas production company in Ukraine, and we talked about on the previous show, Sam, about how the Russians drove out most of the Jewish oligarchs starting back in 2006. Well, this guy here is another oligarch. It says down here that he's worth $3 to $4 billion.
You're right about that. In fact, Ron Paul just wrote an article exactly making the point that you're alluding to right now. It just got released, and the headline says, "The Ukraine fuse has been lit." Author Ron Paul.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we get slammed a lot, Sam, for people calling us anti-Semitic. And like you say, they're wanting to kill the messenger, Sam. But it just can't be denied. I mean, you look anywhere in the world here, especially in the United States, where the United States is just virtually run by AIPAC and the Jewish lobby. And that's fact. Anybody that wants to look into that can find it. But, it just amazes me that what's going on here. You know, with these, since the Russians did kick the Jews out, here they are. They're heavily in the Ukraine. We got the United States in there overthrowing, just change and the black ops. The United States going here in the Ukraine, overthrowing the government there and putting it, and just appointing these people in there. It just amazes me, Sam. It says right here this. The chief rabbi of Ukraine, can't pronounce his name, he told the one of the Ukrainian dailies there that this Kolomoisky, who is the Jewish mongrel, the appointed governor, said he's among the Ukraine's leading Jewish leaders. Matter of fact, he is in the European Union, who's who, and European Union with the Jews of who's who in the European Union, but it just seems to never end, Sam.
All right, there's a term I want folks to look up because it'll help them understand exactly what we're talking about. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Go ahead and look it up and learn how that works, and it manages people and controls both sides of arguments and wars and manages populations. Quick pause, Sam and Eddie Miller, the Bombardier, filling in for James Edwards on the Political Cesspool.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Wow, they call it a barn burner broadcast. No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're blowing the doors off the Bombardiers right over the target. No doubt it'll be catching flack especially for those who are the uninitiated. Go research and study, though. We challenge you. We invite you. And believe it or not, now we got the man with the scoop, Mr. Scoop Stanton, on the radio. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good evening, Cesspool family.
All right, now you've got a story that brings everything we've been talking about, historically speaking, all right, home to modern times, sir, like no other. Dateline July 1st, huh?
That is correct. I heard from a very reliable source. This source is so reliable, not only does he know where the bodies are buried, he keeps a shovel in the trunk of his car. Come July 1, a new law goes into effect that devalues our currency once again. This is signed by President Obama, and of course the mainstream media didn't pick it up because they're too worried about Michael Sam, American Idol, and just other nonsense.
All right, well, let me drive your point home. The mainstream press isn't telling the American people about it, but they did report it. What they do oftentimes in the press is they report something so that if you ever claim they didn't report it, they can say, yes, we did. But what they do is they report it on their wires, but they don't tell the American people about it. And that way they have this, quote, diplomatic immunity kind of an idea. Let me nail the point for you and then let you continue, and then Eddie can chime in here as well. The Federal Reserve's explicit goal to devalue the currency 33%. You want to know who wrote that headline? Forbes magazine, ladies and gentlemen. Go look it up if you don't believe me. All right, it gets worse or better, depending on how you call it, right? Secret tax could collapse the dollar. I'm going to say it again. Secret tax could collapse the dollar. Examiner.com. You want more credible sources? There they are, sir.
That's incredible. I don't want to interfere with a scoop, but our money has been devalued so much already from just an unlimited printing of the money. And it's been done on purpose. But I'll shut up about that. That is stunning. 33%. That's a huge drop.
Yeah, you want the legislative piece that you can go look up and kind of get a handle on it. It's called House Resolution HR 2847. That's the germinating piece of this pie. What do you say, Scoop? There's the facts to back up your claim, and your source turns out to be right again. I've given you two sources, The Examiner and Forbes magazine, and your buddy's got a third. We triple source that baby in about 5 seconds.
Right, and let's hear our enemies try to discredit us. But what gets me is that the bankers that run the Federal Reserve and all the big banks, they're trying to make a class of have and have-nots. And especially in major cities here in D.C., there's no middle class. The people that pick up trash, work for the police, fire departments, teach our kids, work in the hospitals as nurses, they got to live further and further away because it's just too darn expensive to live here. And here's the difference between D.C. and the rest of the country. D.C. is one of the most prosperous, well-to-do areas in the entire nation. You go to Detroit, you go to Chicago, you go to, the Rust Belt, and there's no work. You come here to D.C., the local municipalities are authorizing houses that are bought not to be flipped, but to be knocked down and McMansions to be built. And you rarely see an older, beat-up car. Everybody's driving new cars, of course, foreign, because, they're so pro-union, they drive all foreign-made cars. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And if you have kids such as myself, teach them a job where it cannot be outsourced or you cannot be undercut by an illegal immigrant.
Scoop, my wife told me today, just today, to follow up on your point about being no jobs, Pfizer, I think the largest pharmaceutical company in the United States, is moving out of the United States. They're moving to, I forgot where she told me, I believe they're moving to Britain. Moving there. I'm surprised they didn't move to China. But that's just, it just never ends, our industry, there is no industrial jobs in the United States anymore. I'm wondering, Sam and Scoop, how this plays with, I saw an article on the internet the other day that, the Putin and the Russians are talking about doing what we wondered if they would do all along, if they would start, an attack on the United States dollar by selling their United States bonds, what few they have. They don't have.
Yeah, I think that's a fact. I think that several years ago, China made a point in mainstream press articles. They said they might be forced to use the nuclear option. And what they were talking about was jettisoning the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And they called it the nuclear option because it would have such devastating consequences for not only the United States, but all nations around the world. And Russia's doing the same thing. OPEC nations and the oil cartels are doing the same thing. This is nothing new, and it's continuing to escalate. And even the mainstream press is admitting it. But you go look up China nuclear option finance or dollar, and you'll see.
And you know, Sam and Scoop, Russia may have, y'all correct me on this, if they don't have the largest known oil reserves in the world, they have one. They're at least in the top three.
Not only are they in the top three, not only do they have a significant oil reserve, but a lot of American oil reserves up in Alaska. We have some gargantuan oil reserves, but Russia's making a play claiming that they are theirs. So even those reserves are debated.
And you know, a lot of those reserves, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I've been told the majority, the biggest shipments of oil from the, up in Alaska to go to Japan. We don't get it here in the United States. I don't know if, that's what I've been told. But, I mean, this is an excellent article, Scoop, that you brought in, because you know what? I hope I'm not being too pessimistic, but I don't see any way out of this, of the dollar being crashed.
I do. You ready? You want to know what it's called? It's called the Almighty Factor, Scoop.
That's true. You know what? We have to pray. I mean, that's our own, man, that's the only thing we have left. I mean, because our own banks here in the United States, our own government, or they're just killing us with just unlimited printing of the money. You know, every time they print another $1 billion, that devaluates our money more. And just to give you an anecdotal evidence, I went to the store for the first time, and I couldn't tell you how long. I despise going to the grocery store. Went to the grocery store with my wife the other day. $300, you could get it in one basket. I mean, I was stunned. And she said, I've been trying to tell you this all along, But the Almighty Factor, the God Factor, Sam, that's what's in Scoop. That's what's going to have to get us out of here. But there's just no other way out.
Now, just to make the point, the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, should be one of the most peaceful organizations on the planet.
Right.
They just got a bunch of machine guns with 30-round mags in them, Scoop.
I know, for what? To shoot cows, shoot farmers, or what? Like Eddie was saying, I go to the store, and I almost cry every time I go. And then you got fast food joints that are hiring illegal immigrants, and guess what? You got illegal immigrants in the slaughterhouses, out in the fields, in the restaurants, and the price of food keeps going up.
I'll tell you what we need to do, man. We need to go to Chuck E. Cheese. That'll make us feel better.
I'd only go to Chuck E. Cheese with the bombardier if he's packing.
Now, I'm telling you, though, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe these conspiracies that we're talking about exist, what I want you to do is go look up Downwinders, and you'll know that an experiment was conducted on folks known as the Downwinders out west where I live. Also, go look up syphilis black people, and you'll find out that the American government perpetrated abuses on black Americans, which is tragic enough. America is replete with these kind of conspiracies, from the small to the absolutely unbelievably large. And this is no joke. It's happening. There's an agenda behind it all. And basically, it's God versus Satan is the real battle, and we're all stuck in the middle. Bombardier?
You stole my thunder. I was going to say, just to repeat, and I keep talking about Dr. Stan, but Dr. Stan, I've listened to him a lot, and I know you're really familiar with him, Sam. He's always said, and this is what I have to always keep in focus. I can't ever forget this. It's always evil versus good. It's God versus Satan. Satan versus God. You know, Satan, the prince of this world. That's the behind everything. You know, and the evil is winning right now because, the United States, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the United States is a Christian nation anymore.
It struggles to be one, that's for sure, and that's why we all need to stand up and be counted. And I know the good book says who wins, and I want Scoop to have the last word.
My last word has to do with the NFL draft. The NFL and media was all over Michael Sam. However, there's a young man that was picked up by the Eagles. His name is Alejandro Villanueva. This young man was not as courageous as Sam because he was received the Bronze Star as a U.S. Army Ranger taking fire, taking care of his injured soldiers. But I guess President Obama forgot his phone number.
Amen to that. And you look at the way they treated Tim Tebow and the way they treat Sam's, and you can see what their agenda is. It's abundantly clear. They call good evil and evil good. It's a sign of the times, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time for us all to pray to the Almighty, hunker down like it's up to us, and trust in the Almighty for the rest. And you know what? That's a wrap. Bombardier, 10 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you what. It went by all too fast, like it always does. And I would just like to say good night to you, Sam. Good night to Scoop. And good night to our audience. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Scoop?
Good night, everybody. Get home safe.
You betcha. Thank you, guys. James Edwards vacationing. He'll be back next week. We're grateful to fill in. We beg you not to shoot the messenger. We ask you to please do your research. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.